Hello, and welcome to Business Talk, brought to you by Business West and sponsored by People's Bank. Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS. And I'd like to introduce the host of this week's episode. He's the editor of Business West. Here's Joe Bednar.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Business Talk. We have a great show for you today, but first, we have this important message from our sponsor, People's Bank.
Thank you for listening to the Business Talk podcast, sponsored by People's Bank, bringing you the best in business experts, entrepreneurs, and evangelists. Make Business Talk your innovation break for ideas and inspiration. People's Bank, where commercial banking can fuel your growth and make work life easier. Member FDIC, DIF Equal Housing Lender. Bank at peoples.com/business.
Okay, we're back. And as promised, we have a great show for you today. Our guest is Mary Kay Wydra. She's the president of the Greater Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau. Happy to have you here on Business Talk.
Joe, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so we've talked quite a bit over the years, but for listeners who don't know, tell me a little bit about the role of the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Obviously, you deal in the realm of tourism and hospitality and events and conventions and all that good stuff. But what are your goals and what specific work does the organization do to elevate and promote those important facets of the economy?
So our organization is a destination marketing agency, and our role is to promote Western Mass as an ideal location for leisure travel, conventions and meetings, group tours — those are motor coach, bus tours — and sporting events. We're membership-based, marketing-driven. We are promotional by nature, and our job is to bring lots of people here, and with them come their dollars, and we know we impact the economy. I've got some big numbers I can share with you. And, when you think about what makes a region a great place to visit, it also makes it a great place to live. We like to think of tourism as the first state for economic development. You know, no one's going to come here without first visiting. No one's going to put a business here without first visiting. So that's pretty much it.
You know, I was going to talk about the impact of everything later on, but while you bring it up, I think people would want to know right off the top. Why don't you share some of the numbers and kind of give some hard data to how impressive the impact is?
Yeah, so really for the first time ever, we had the resources to engage a company called Tourism Economics, and they are the gold standard in the world of destination marketing with data. And so we engaged them, and they looked at data for calendar year 2022. And, throughout my career, Joe, which has been a really long one, I'm often asked, how many people come here? And it's really, that's a tough question to answer, because we don't have, turnstiles all around the valley. We rely a lot on our attractions and everything. But working with Tourism Economics, they were able to gauge our visitation at 4 million visitors coming in. That's 50 miles away or further, coming into our region. And those 4 million people had a direct economic impact of $872 million on the local economy. So a big number. The bulk of that number was spent at attractions and entertainment, followed by lodging, and then food and beverage, transportation, and retail. The number gets even bigger when you take indirect sales and induced sales. So the way I like to explain it is, the $872 million is spent. Let's say somebody pays a tab at a restaurant, and they pay their check. That restaurant owner then pays his employees. Those are indirect payments. And then that employee takes that money that they've been paid, and they spend it in the economy by buying groceries, paying their mortgage, insuring their home or their car. You take all those numbers, the $250 million in indirect and $226 million in induced, add it to the direct sales, and you come up with an impact of $1.3 billion. And that's for the three counties here in Western Mass.
That's so when somebody visits, it's there's a lot of trickle down impact. It's really, they're really impressive numbers. You know, we're 4 years out from the start of COVID, and probably a couple of years from when things really started to get back to normal for the tourism and hospitality sector, which was so hard hit by the pandemic. So considering the numbers you're seeing now, how healthy do you feel things are? How well have we rebounded from that really tough time?
We have rebounded. No doubt about it. Our occupancy levels have reached numbers higher than 2019, which was kind of our last normal year pre-COVID. The one area where we have not completely rebounded is when it comes to jobs. And again, our study showed that there were almost 11,500 jobs in our industry that had grown 7% from the year before, but they gauged that as only being about 91% of pre-pandemic levels. And if you talk to any of the restaurateurs in the area, still, you know, finding good help whether it's line cooks or servers or bartenders, they're still struggling a little bit.
Yeah.
But in terms of visitation, we're back. And if you talk to some of the local attractions, they'll tell you what good years they've been having since, you know, coming out of COVID. And I attribute a lot of that. I had a former colleague up the valley who used to say, here in the valley, our highs are never as high and our lows are never as low. So, yeah. You know, we never fell as hard as Boston, you know, during COVID. We also rebounded way quicker than like first tier cities. And we're never going to climb as high. We're never going to fall as low. And I think we're kind of like almost insulated here in our valley.
Yeah, I remember hearing that phrase quite a bit during the Great Recession too. It seems to pop up that it's really true.
Yeah, we saw it then as well.
What's the convention landscape looking like this year locally? And interesting, I think for our listeners, how much work goes into bringing conventions here?
A lot of work. You know, we hold hands with the Mass Mutual Center, which is owned by the Mass Convention Center Authority, managed by MGM Springfield. Our agency plays a critical role in getting the leads out for business. That was an area, Joe, coming out of COVID. Leisure travel came back, coming out of COVID, leisure travel led it, sports led it. And I think that's because we had the green, you know, the outdoor space to recreate and be socially distant. Conventions and meetings were hard hit. We lost a lot of groups. We are coming back and we are having good years. We have gotten a lot of our groups back and we found a lot of new groups. So coming up, there's like, I think we've got 17 pieces of group business over the next several months using the Mass Mutual Center. Eastern States Exposition has got some groups. There are some groups coming back that are confined to hotels because remember, we have two anchor hotels in the downtown, the Marriott and the Sheraton, that have a lot of meeting space on their own independently. And they'll often house groups that are contained to their single property. But we have a VP of sales who holds hands with the director of sales at the building. In fact, just last week, they paid a visit out in the eastern part of the state to an association management company. It's called Barkarmi Lane. We brought lunch to that group, and their job is to book or find locations for future meetings. So we're always talking about the attributes that we have and why Western Mass makes such a great destination for a meeting.
Let's talk about some of the great events that are coming to the region this year. And do you want to start with the, because it's so close, the NCAA Men's Hockey Regional?
Yeah, we're excited for that one. Huge props to our friends at the Mass Mutual Center and Sean Dolan in particular, leading the charge on that, having great partners with AIC and UMass Division I Hockey, big deal. The tough part with that group is that we don't know our teams and we're not going to know our teams until right before. So it's a challenge, but a great local organizing committee, and they've already sold several thousand tickets for that event. And it's broadcast. So, you know, there's TV exposure with that event and then just the exposure of people coming into the market for that. We worked with the Mass Mutual Center to bid on a number of NCAA events. We're kind of using this as our test. We've got a history of hosting NCAA events, especially basketball. For years and years, Springfield was the site of the men's Division II, where the Elite Eight would come into the region. We want to get back into working with NCAA, so we've put a real push on that. It's future business, though. It's groups that wouldn't come until 26, 27, 28. But You look at Western Mass, we're an ideal location for sports events. We've got great facilities. We've got a history of sports with both basketball and volleyball being invented in our region, and nowhere else can athletes come in and experience those two shrines, and
Yeah,
see where
definitely.
rates have landed. Couple that with our easy accessibility, and even if it's a national event coming in, we have great airlift at Bradley. Can't say enough about the Connecticut Airport that services Western Mass. They've got a number of new flights in and out of Bradley, and then just our highway access, and couple that with the types of hotel properties that we offer. Limited service, a lot of times, whether it's a youth event or even an event with teams, they love it when breakfast is included. And we have that with our Holiday Inn Express and our Hampton Inns and our Hilton Garden Inns and so forth. So
Yeah.
we think we're an ideal location for sports, and you're gonna see us making a real push for that in the future.
Before getting into other events this year, speaking of sports, I just talked to Nate Costa this week, president of the Springfield Thunderbirds, and we got a little into the study conducted last fall that determined the team has had $126 million economic impact over the past several years. And now in this year, they seem to be selling out every game. How important is that impact of having them there?
Can't say enough about the Thunderbirds. I mean, they keep downtown hopping in the dead of winter, and I happen to live downtown, and I know when it's a game day in downtown, because the streets are busy. There's the crosswalks are busy with people, moving from point A to point B. I think Nate and his team have done a great job of making that team all about family entertainment, and it's more than just the product they put on the ice. I mean, it's great that the team is when they're winning, it's a great thing. Everybody loves to support a winning team, but they've been so creative the way they interact with the community and the different types of game events they do, the promotions. I think they've really made Springfield a hockey town and putting the whole package of the Thunderbirds together. They also drive room nights. You have teams coming in and staying in hotels. And when people come in for the games, whether they're coming in from Wilbraham, Longmeadow, Northampton, whatever, they're probably going to grab a bite to eat in the downtown or maybe grab a drink after the game. So there's a huge impact into our economy with having the Thunderbirds play.
You're listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West and sponsored by People's Bank. We're talking today with Mary Kay Wydra, the president of the Greater Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau. What other events this year coming up are you excited about?
So, two sporting events that are coming back. Last year was the first year we hosted an Ironman 70.3, the half triathlon, where you swim, bike, and run. That event was fabulous for a first-time event. It was amazing to see people swimming in our Connecticut River. And my understanding is that folks lined the bike route and were waving to athletes as they biked past and everything. It involved six different communities, which was really kind of fun to work with the mayors of Agawam and Westfield, West Springfield, Springfield, I think, who are our other towns? Southwick and I'm leaving Granville. We got them up into the hills of Granville. The bike course was really challenging. They're coming back. So Ironman will be back on June 9th this year. The swim will remain the same. The bike course is going to dip a little bit into Connecticut, just to avoid some left-hand turns that our bikers had to make. And then the run course has changed significantly. There's going to be a lot of runners in the Forest Park area going up and seeing our beautiful park. So
That's great.
excited about that. Those are athletes coming in from all over the world. We just got a report. They come from foreign countries and everything. I mean, it's a big deal, and we're excited to have them. 2 weeks later, the Eastern States Exposition, in a collaboration with the Basketball Hall of Fame, they'll produce the second year of Hooplandia. First year was, kind of a slow start, but we see this as an event that's really going to grow, gain momentum, and bring more and more people into our region. So June's a busy month here in Western Mass.
And speaking of the Eastern States Exposition, the Big E is a big deal every year. Six Flags is a big draw every year. So we do have some real major players here that year after year are generating tourism as well.
Yeah, we're really blessed. I mean, if you look at the myriad attractions that we offer, you know, we do have something for everyone. And we have indoor attractions, outdoor attractions, things for couples to do, whether it's taking in a show and maybe spending some time at the tables or the slots at MGM, or family fun up at the museums. With the Dr. Seuss Museum is huge. The Eric Carle Museum up in Hampshire County. You know, we really do have a lot. We have Four Seasons to take advantage of. We have the colleges in the region that contribute. You know, those are lures. They bring people here. Moms and dads drop kids off at school. They're coming back for events on the campuses, whether it's parents' weekends or commencements. So there's a lot of, this is the season. You know, I was excited when you called Joe and said, is this a good time to talk? It absolutely is, because it's the spring that really kicks off the summer travel season. But we're really fortunate, like I mentioned, you know, with the Halls of Fame and they're doing events, John DeLiva and the crew at the Hall with Hoopall Classic, Red Sox Winter Weekend. We've got a lot of stuff going on year round now. So, you know, we when people say, what's the slow time? It's really hard to tell you that.
There's been good news on the live music front too lately. That's really environment's really growing around here as well.
Yeah.
Whether it's the symphony or the smaller music venues, the Iron Horse is coming back. There's a lot of great stuff to do at night, you know, if you're
definitely
into music.
Yeah, that and the other thing we see a lot of interest in beer trails.
Oh yeah.
The local breweries. White Lion, Ray Berry does a tremendous job of capitalizing on what's happening and, you know, tailoring some events around the events that are taking place in the community, you know, whether it's hosting Marcus Camby during an enshrinement. I understand he's going to do a watch party during the Division I hockey. We also, the other area of interest a lot, you know, never discount public art and murals.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
You know, I can't say enough about the communities that the art really dresses up our product, and having art that signifies the authenticity of a neighborhood, that's a really big deal right now. Our visitors want to know what the locals know and why it's special to the locals, and you know, whether that's dining or you know, the artwork that they're inspired by and so forth. So there's a lot going on.
When you're promoting Western Mass as a place to visit, you know, you talked about the indoor and outdoor attractions, this variety of things, great variety of things. So I imagine the ability to turn a one-day visit into several day visit would be a major selling point when you're trying to get people here. It's like, hey, you can come here and spend a lot more than a day.
That's the overall objective. You know, day trippers are great. We love our day trippers, but one of the things we found in our economic impact study is our overnight guests outspend them 3-1. So there's more of an impact in the economy. Obviously, you're getting a hotel stay out of an overnight visitor, right? But there is a lot to do, and that is our goal. I mean, that's the role of our organization, is if somebody comes in knowing that they want to go to the Basketball Hall of Fame, our job is to say, hey, 30 minutes up the road, you can be up in Deerfield and you can go see historic Deerfield, butterflies, Yankee Candle. You know, it is to like connect, you know, we call those like the patches, and we sell the quilt, if you think of it that way, you know, like put it all together. And there is a lot we can absolutely entice somebody to make it a multi-day stay.
Mary Kay, we're just about out of time, but considering the importance of travel and tourism and hospitality and events and to the region's economic health and all the things we talked about, how gratifying is this work to you personally? You've done it a long time, and what do you enjoy most about it?
It's tremendously gratifying. You know, I have been doing my job a long time, and I love it. I tell people, I've never had two identical days. It's always different, and there's always something new coming in. I love the way that the region has developed over the course of my career. It's changed. I saw a huge change when Riverside Park became Six Flags and we had a brand. That brand brought those limited service properties. We had quite a build out of hotel rooms. Then of course, you know, Yankee Candle started as a small one room establishment and expanded. MGM coming into the marketplace, a lot of those jobs that I talked about are at that facility. A lot of the entertainment coming into the region is tremendously gratifying. I really love what I do and I love where I live. And I think to sell a product, you got to believe in your product. This is my home and I've called it home, you know, forever. So yeah, it's great.
I really appreciate your perspectives on all of this. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me on the podcast.
Happy to do it, Joe. Call anytime.
And thanks to all of you for tuning into Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West and sponsored by People's Bank. I'm Joe Bednar, the editor of Business West, and we'll see you next time.